This reflection is based on the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians for the memorial of St. Augustine, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Brothers and sisters, I hope you are enjoying the waning days of summer. Sunday at Mass, the priest made a statement in passing. That statement rocked me, and I have reflected on it all week. Then, when I sat down to prepare to write my reflection, this passage from Paul to the Thessalonians helped all to fall into place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In passing, the priest said, God likes to be thanked. St. Paul tells the Thessalonians, we give thanks to God always. Does God need thanks? Is giving thanks necessary? Does God need anything? God is God. He knows if I am thankful or not. Does God like to be thanked? I asked myself. I know I give thanks to God, but always? These questions, these reflections have been flitting around in my heart, in my prayers, since I heard that passing statement. Then the light bulb goes on. I love to do small things for people. It may be for my husband or my kids or grandkids. It may be for a coworker or a friend or an acquaintance from church. I love smiling at strangers on the street or wish the store clerk a blessed day. These small things are done without expectation. I expect nothing in return. I don't need a thank you. Yet, there is nothing nicer than to be told or hugged thank you when I do a small kindness. Have you ever put thought into a gift and much later you saw that gift displayed or worn? It just fills you with joy that your gift was appreciated. However, think about those times when the gift was put in the closet or tossed aside. No thank you or acknowledgement given. How did that feel? When I do little or big kindnesses, I don't expect thanks. I don't need thanks. I know my family and friends love and appreciate me. I know acquaintances like me. But those two little words, that hug of gratitude, is like the cherry on the top of a sundae. They are not just the icing on the cake, but the sprinkles too. Each day, God showers each of us with little blessings. A rose in bloom. A full moon on a cloudless night, a smile from a stranger, or a kiss from a loved one. Every moment God thinks of us, not collectively, but individually, and showers us with what we need at that moment. Often, we are too busy, too preoccupied to notice, but it is reality. Yes, God loves to be thanked. I am sure of it. Because each time we thank him, our hearts, our ears, our eyes become more open and we see more blessings. And our gratitude grows. Yes, God likes to be thanked because each thank you helps us to grow more in love with him. And we, each of us, individually, are his cherry on top, his icing and sprinkles. Wishing you a heart full of gratitude to God, I give thanks to you with all my heart. Psalm 138. With love, prayers, and gratitude, Michelle Dooley.